went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
Matt Towns, 93.1 Jams. It's Chris in the Morning Rush. It's a fun time, honey. It might be a little chilly out there, but you can get your sweater on and look at a hottie because it's known as Second Date Update.
That's right. And we've got Corey calling. Hey, Corey.
Hey, morning. Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
We're good. How are you?
I'm okay, but I'm a little bummed out, but yeah, I'm all right.
Oh my gosh, you sound like super nice, number one, and hottie is number two.
Yes.
Okay, we'll put those two together.
Okay.
Well, listen, Corey, we're really happy you're calling in today because obviously you went out on a hot date. Tell us who you went out with and all about it.
Yeah, well, her name was, I don't know, I guess it's past now, so her name was Michelle. we met on Match, which is was kind of cool. I don't know. Like, we felt this connection. I felt this connection right off the bat. Like, right, I saw her profile. There was just something about, like, missing being in a relationship and, you know, like, being able to let your guard down. And, like, we were super safe, right? Like, we chatted for a few weeks over the phone. I felt like I was kind of into her. Like, the conversation was really cool. It was comfortable. And, like, that comfort level, it happened really quickly. Like, you get it, right? Like, you know how it works. Like, you just kind of know. We talked about COVID, and we got tested, and we were both negative. So we went to dinner over at Vintage Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah, that's
a
good
place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was casual, but it was cool. But, like, we were super safe, right? So when we showed up, everything was, on the level. And maybe I spoke a little too much, but I said that I missed having a girlfriend and, like, that closeness you feel, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah, you know, COVID.
Like, how you can...
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, I was going to say, you know, everyone is feeling this. Actually, they're not feeling squat because of COVID. It has sucked everything out of us.
Mm-hmm.
So we totally get, you know, with you talking about how you know, doing the Match thing and that comfortable type of thing. I mean, let's give it up to Claire Crawley from The Bachelorette. I mean, she saw her man at first sight. She's like, that's my husband.
That's right.
She felt so damn comfortable.
Uh-huh.
So we feel this, my man. And, you know, and it sounds really good so far. So tell us a little bit more.
So, like, we had dinner and I asked if she wanted to come back to my place and she was down with that. I mean, I did say Netflix and chill just because, like, that's what the kids are saying. And, like, she laughed and, you know, but I was serious. I was like, really? You want to go and watch Netflix and chill? Like, The Crown is going to be on, you know what I mean? And so we got back to my place. Everything was cool. At one point, I go, like, my back was feeling a little itchy, you know? And I was like, do you mind if I just go get a little comfortable? All I wanted to do was grab another shirt. Like, no big deal. And I came out and she goes, so check it out. I got to go. And she just left.
Huh. I hate when this happens because you're like, okay, clearly something from like the millisecond that I just walked away, some epiphany just happened in your head and you're like, oh, you don't have time for me now? You've got to go?
Right.
Yeah. Like,
yeah,
the,
I mean, yeah. I was like, hey, did you get a call or something? She goes, no, it's no big deal, man. I had a great time and then she left.
Yeah.
That was it. And then, I mean, obviously I went and finished the movie because, you know, whatever, I wanted to watch it. But,
right.
And then now she's not calling back for a second date. I've texted her a couple of times and I did call. And look, I mean, I get it. You know, if I'm getting ghosted, that's cool. Like, I'll pull back, but I don't have to get ghosted if...
Okay, well, listen, this is what we'll do. We'll play a song, and then when we get back, we will call your girl, and we'll see why she's ghosted you, my man, because it sounds like you're a super sweet guy, and clearly you just wanted to change your shirt to something more comfortable, and hopefully that comfort would have been like, I'm going to take off my shirt now, and then we're going to play, because that's what you want.
Yeah, it's not like I came out. It wasn't like the Burt Reynolds spread from 80s. I didn't know. I wasn't laying on a table. I just put on a new shirt. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
All right.
I got you.
It's all good. Yeah. All right. It's happening next with Matt Towns 93.1 Jams. It's Chris in the Morning Rush.
It's Second Date Update.
Matt Towns 93.1 Jams. It's Chris in the Morning Rush. We are amongst a really, really sweet guy on the phone with us named Corey. And honey, he went out with Michelle, but she's not getting back.
No, she is not. So Corey, as you said, is calling for a second date with Michelle. They met on Match. He felt a connection right away. And, you know, he shared with her how he's missing being in a relationship. You know, that comfort level. They talked for a couple weeks, really got to know each other. Both had COVID tests, you know, are negative. So they went out to dinner at Vintage Brewing, had a great time. again, just reminiscing about being in a relationship, and ended up back at his place for Netflix and chill. His back was a little itchy, so he changed shirts, came back, and she was like, I gotta go. So it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah. All right, my man, you ready? We're gonna give her a call.
I'm good. Yeah.
All right.
Call her up.
We'll take care of you.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Michelle?
This is.
Hey, girl, how's it going?
Great. Who is this?
This is the Vintage Brewing Company calling.
Oh, well, hello. How
Hi.
Are you?
Hi, we're just calling to let you know that you forgot to pay your bill.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Man, whoops. That has happened to me sometimes. I'm like, you forgot your wallet. I was like, I'm gonna have to pay for this date. We're just kidding. This is a Kristen Tracy calling from Kristen the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Oh my god, what is happening?
Hey, girl.
Hey. Oh my god.
Well, listen, we're just messing with you, but yeah. We did.
Oh my god, that's good. That was good. I was like, my mouth was hanging open for a minute.
Well, hopefully it was shut and you had a good meal, because they are really delicious there. No, we're just kidding. We're calling you because if you listen to our show, you know that perhaps maybe you were just at the Vintage having a delicious.
I was.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you on a hot date like 2 weeks ago with a guy named Corey?
Well, yeah, I was. I mean, you know, it was. Did they leave our name for something?
No. But we just know stuff. I mean, we're very clairvoyant. Let's just be honest. We know everything. Mm-hmm. But
oh my god! Oh no!
Yeah. We had to put that one out there.
Yeah.
So listen. He really is wondering why you are not calling him. Honestly. Like, what happened? Something happened because it was getting hot and heated, and supposedly you just said, I can't stay here no more.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Oh, no. Oh, goodness. Okay. Oh, my God. I know what this is. I know what this is. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. We went to his house after Vintage, and, it was pretty cool. We were watching The Crown. Like, it's one of my favorite shows. I was having fun. You know, he's a nice guy. We've been talking for a while. And he, like, went to change his shirt. Like, I mean, I understand. He had on a button-up. He was uncomfortable, whatever. So he goes and he comes back in a new shirt.
Yeah.
But he had a razor and like, a can of shaving cream.
What?
Like, in his hand. And he held them up to me.
What?
And was like... You know, my back is really itchy. Like, can you, do you mind? Like, and he lifted the back of his shirt up, and I'm sorry. Like, all power to all men all women who want the hairy, hairy man.
Mm.
More power to you. I don't want to be shaving someone's back. No, thanks. No. Uh-uh.
All right. So wait a minute. Like, let's talk about the fur that you just saw. Is he a wildebeest? Is he like,
pluck a Wookiee? He's like a Chewbacca the Wookiee. He's like
Oh, wait. So, Miss Michelle, that is the fabulous man himself, the Wookiee, who's very like tall.
Oh.
You're on second date update,
no.
honey.
Michelle.
You shouldn't do that to someone on the first date.
Okay, so ladies, so I forgot to mention, okay, all right, I'm seeing now maybe why you left. Yeah, okay, that was kind of weird, but like, you didn't have to call me a Wookiee.
Oh, he's hot. Don't worry.
I like a Wookiee.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't braid my hair. It's just all right. Maybe it was a little TMI for date one, but like, I was comfortable. Here's a hypothetical. And don't take offense to this, but let's just say we were on date two or date three and like, we were going to be physical. Let's just say, I'm not saying we were going to be, I'm just saying, let's just imagine.
You would have
seen the hair.
Well, I know. I'm fine with, like, I think it would have been okay if I had just discovered it.
I mean, that's a shock. I mean, that's like, opening up a Cracker Jack box and getting the jacked up prize. She was not ready for that jelly, so it just scared her a little bit. She was uncomfortable. I get that. You know, maybe she wasn't in into, you know, grooming you yet. All right, so here's a big question. You know, put the razor away. You might want to get yourself a tweezer. Hopefully, you're not going to be measuring anything with that. But let's hope that this second date does occur. So, Michelle, the big question is, would you be willing to go out with Corey again?
Well, I could wipe the slate. Yes, I could do that.
Yay.
As long as none of those sorts of things, boundaries are crossed.
Oh, I love that. Well, are you very happy, Corey?
We had a good time. We had a legit good time.
All right.
Okay.
Well, good. I'm excited that we saved this galaxy with the Wookiee, and she can be Princess Leia on the second date and have fun.
Too far. You don't want to bring up the Wookiee part again.